Please be seated. I wonder if any of you remember the first time that you recognized a constellation in the sky. Everything is a lot bigger when you are young, and the night sky is the biggest thing of all. And to look up there and make out some kind of sense is a marvelous experience. Orion, the hunter, was the first that I recognized. I wish I could remember who it was who taught me. All I remember is that I tried and tried to see what others saw in the night sky, but I couldn't. That is, until someone helped me. Someone taught me what to look for, and someone pointed in the right direction, was patient and willing to keep encouraging me until, like a thunderbolt, there it is, and you can never unsee once you've seen it. I wonder who it was who taught you about Jesus in this same way. Was it someone patient and wise and willing to point out into the world and say, Jesus looks like this. Do you see? No? It's okay. I know him and you will too. Let's keep looking. This community of St. Paul's wouldn't be here without those patient souls who are willing to help children and young people come to see and know God in their lives, on their own. Maybe it was a parent or a priest or a pastor or a family friend who noticed your hunger for God. Maybe you're still looking and hoping. Maybe you need someone to accompany you, to be a companion to help you see God's marvelous constellation in the world. Now, this woman that came into the story today, the woman of the city whose sins we are told were very great, I expect that someone she trusted had met or heard Jesus preaching the good news, and that person loved this sinful woman enough to convince her over probably her objections and reservations to go and listen to Jesus. We don't know that part of the story. It's not in any of the Gospels. But somewhere, somehow, someone took this woman and pointed to Jesus. She listened. She heard good news. And she chose to accept that message. She believed, perhaps for the very first time in her life, she believed that she mattered to the Creator of the universe. No matter what horrible thing she'd done, or no matter what horrible thing had been done to her, she herself determined that Jesus was indeed a truthful messenger of God, and that if she was willing to repent, then God was there to accept her no matter what. You may have heard me say this before, but there is an extraordinary Anglican priest named Alan Jones. And he says, "Our God has no good taste. It's absolutely disgusting. He loves everybody. Me, you, the president of the worst country in the world, God is willing to receive anyone, anywhere, anytime, when they're ready to come." In short, don't put God in charge of your invitation list because he will let anyone into the party. So, Simon was a devout Jew of the Pharisaic sect. They get a bad rap, but they're actually something like the Episcopalians of their time. They believed that all Jews, not just the priests who were somewhat the aristocrats of Jewish society, unlike today. They believed that all Jews should have access to be able to fully participate in God's life. The problem with Simon is that he believed that if you don't know which fork to use and how to write a proper thank you note, then you cannot, in fact, participate in the life of God. He had rules and expectations. According to his rules, that woman should not have been invited into the kingdom. So Simon was curious about Jesus, so he invited him over for supper to see if Jesus knew which fork to use, to see if Jesus really was holy enough. Now you have to understand, in the ancient Middle East, despite what Michelangelo might have painted, people didn't sit at tables and chairs. You reclined on cushions on the floor in a circle with food on plates brought to the center so that everyone faced one another and your feet were over there. The servants were on the ends, the outside of the circle. So that is how this woman came. She didn't come crawling under the table to wash Jesus' feet. She came simply to the outside of the circle. And she wept. And her tears cleansed Jesus' feet. And then she rubbed perfumed oil on his feet. And then she kissed him. Now, if I invite you to my house for a party, I'll warmly greet you at the door, and I'll bring you into the living room, and I'll introduce you to the other guests, and I'll get you whatever drink you like. Because that is how we do things. Every culture has its customs. So did the ancients. Simon wanted to find out who Jesus was. But Simon didn't follow the good customs. He was a bad host. Simon was supposed to wash Jesus' feet, or at least his servant was. Simon was supposed to welcome his guest, honor him. But he didn't. You might have noticed a little bit of tension in the way George read that part of the gospel. Simon, I have something to tell you. And Simon says, "Teacher, speak." You can sort of hear the resistance in his voice. So here's the remarkable part of this story. Simon is silently wagging his finger, saying to himself, "I knew it! This Jesus is a nobody. He's letting this horrible woman defile him, and he doesn't even know he's being defiled. He doesn't know the rules." Except that Jesus does know the rules. And yet, he's dining with Simon, and he is pointing to God to show Simon something new. He shares this story about two completely irresponsible people who ran up debts they had no hope of repaying. One of them owed nearly 2 months' salary, and the other owed about 2.5 years' salary. The banker, without asking any questions, forgave both debtors. So if you were in that position, which one of those two people would be more appreciative to the banker? Because they both could have been enslaved, but they were both forgiven. You see, the woman wept out of joy. She wasn't groveling at Jesus' feet asking for forgiveness. She was weeping out of joy because she already was forgiven. That's what Jesus says. Simon, her sins already have been forgiven. She's doing these things not to earn forgiveness. She's doing these things out of joy and appreciation and gratitude for the good news that she received because somebody took her to listen to Jesus. Jesus accepted Simon's invitation because he wanted Simon to see and know God in a new way. Like I said, he loves everyone. It's disgusting. Christianity has always been about following the way of Jesus in the company of others. People accepting invitations to come to church with me. Come hear this message of forgiveness and acceptance. Come be part of this community who doesn't care where you come from or what you've done or who your mama is. Come be part of this loving community. Without that, we wouldn't be here. God issues invitations to you, and I urge you to help others come to see God's love for them in the world, the same way someone helped me see Orion in the sky. Every baptized person is called to ministry. Some serve the hungry, others the poor, some care for the sick. Yet all of us are called to support our children and our youth. Jesus loved Simon and Jesus loved the sinful woman just as he loves us today. So please, please search for your ministry because the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who invites you. It is his will that those who seek him should meet him here in this community. I pray you will accept his invitation.